Over the couple of years that we've been running Main Menu, from time to time I've had inquiries about the New Zealand micro-broadcasting scene, since many people know that I run a micro-broadcasting station. This is a facility of New Zealand Radio that allows anyone to set up a low-powered FM station without any kind of license, with a maximum power of 300 milliwatts. I'm combining a discussion of that scene with a review and demonstration of a unique piece of software. The connection is that the software, Station Playlist Creator, has been developed by an operator of a micro-broadcasting station in a town called Tauranga in New Zealand. Not only is it good for micro-broadcasting stations, but also for internet broadcasters, and if you want complete control over your playlist making, and also maybe you want your computer to automatically tune to a particular internet radio station at a preset time, this Station Playlist Creator will do all and more. To tell us about it and the micro-broadcasting scene in New Zealand, we're joined by the developer of Station Playlist Creator and the operator of Soul FM in Tauranga, Ross Levies. Ross, thanks for joining us on Main Menu, and let's start with your own project, Soul FM. How did you get the idea of putting that together?
Well, I've always been sort of interested in radio and on the technical side, and also music as well. So it sort of combined nicely into broadcasting, really. And the formats, you know, that are on the commercial stations these days are pretty much sort of merging into together, and particularly now that the networks have taken over, they're all competing with each other. So I thought there was definitely a space there for something a bit different. So that's what I think I provide now, and it seems to be taking off quite well.
What kind of investment was required in setting it up?
Well, mostly the hardware, really, the transmitters. I actually run a link transmission from here up to a nice old lady up on a hill somewhere, and I imported the equipment from the UK. I guess it cost around $2,000 or $3,000 in the end, because I'm actually running two repeaters. And so it's mostly the hardware. Software-wise, since I've written my own software, there wasn't much cost there, a lot of time involved there. And I just run a free audio player, so you really just need a spare computer, really, and you're away.
Because you're using Winamp with the SQR crossfader, I understand.
Yes, that's right, yeah. I find that quite good. And Winamp, some people would, some of the bigger stations would laugh at you, but really it's, it's quite good. It's got the ability to pause after the current song is finished playing and options like that. So you can run it in a non-automated way. But generally my station is almost completely automated. There's very little announcing on it, so it will work in both ways. Yeah.
So have you licensed in a proper STL link to get to your transmitter, or how are you doing that?
No, well, in New Zealand, as you may know, there's a few free license areas on the spectrum, and I hadn't heard of anyone using it before, but I'm using a frequency of around 72 megahertz to link up to the site. So I've just got the UK site where I got my transmission equipment to just do a slightly modified version of a standard broadcast transmitter, and and they provided a receiver, and away it goes. So it was fairly simple.
Interesting stuff. Now, in terms of the general low power FM capabilities in New Zealand, I often get a lot of queries about that. 300 milliwatts is the basic output power that you're allowed, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I mean, it's hardly low power FM, is it? It's more micro power FM.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it in large centres it would work at all, but It sort of works in sort of medium to small populations, and as long as you know, your transmission site is quite well elevated and fairly central in the city, you can get you know, reasonable coverage, amazingly, on 300 milliwatts. But yes, it does sort of work, and particularly with here, we've got a medium-sized city here, I suppose, about 100,000 people, fairly spread out though, and managed to put in two repeaters, which covers most of the city if you've got a, you know, reasonable receiver on, you know, and a reasonable antenna. So we're reasonably happy there, though it's still very hard to get into homes, you know, unless they've already heard about the station and they've specifically done something about their antenna to pick us up. So there's definitely a limitation there.
Although it is interesting, I note that the more sophisticated radio listeners often do tune around the micro-broadcasting parts of the band to see what's on if they're going to different cities, because you really get some interesting stuff depending on where you're going. In Auckland, for example, which is a very large city in New Zealand, I noticed that there are specific geographical communities that perhaps have a little culture of their own, like Devonport, where they've got their own little community radio stations.
Okay, yes, well, I've noticed that as well. Yeah, going around the place, I don't get out of town too often. But I was in Taupo the other day and noticed one or two there broadcasting, and in Rotorua. Yes, they're all got their own little areas, as you say. Quite a few of them have usually quite a different format, so you know, it's quite refreshing to listen to rather than the you know, the networks that are booming out everywhere.
So people who want to get on the air essentially just set up and go. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, anyway, it's a licence-free area that they're using, or it's called the guard band that they've set up here, and it's to protect the services that are just underneath the guard band and the aeronautical services just above the broadcast band. And so they've just created this very low power area, which could have been left vacant, but well, I guess they decided there's no harm in putting some very low power transmissions in there. So they've made, I think, 88.1 through to 88.4 at the bottom end, and 106.7 to 107.3 available at the top end. Which was a recent addition, so quite welcome.
Yes, although there is a bit of a clamour for something just a bit better than 300 milliwatts, perhaps another step up for broadcasters who are taking it a bit more seriously.
Yes, well, I was talking to the Ministry of Economic Development, who's responsible for the spectrum management here, and they are considering, because there is in New Zealand, they only ever opened up the 88 to 100 megahertz as the broadcast band, and currently that's still the case, and in the last couple of years managed to get all the radio telephones and other things that were using the top end of the band vacant, and they're now opening up that part of the band shortly. And so there's quite a bit of discussion going on and how that's going to be used and whether it's going to be tendered for commercial use or non-commercial use. And they are considering a higher power LPFM area in there. So we're all looking forward to that if it goes ahead. Of course, we're still doing some lobbying, and there's still some discussion papers coming out from the ministry, which we all will be responding to, so we'll hopefully talk them into it.
Yeah, and I guess what will be critical is exactly how those frequencies are allocated, what criteria they're going to be using.
Yes, that's right. Whether it's going to be tendered, as the commercial frequencies are now, they just go up for auction, or whether it's done on a merit basis or a programming content basis. Yes, it'd be interesting to find out. There's still some debate on, even from LPFM users to which way is the best way to go, but so we'll see about that one. It'll be interesting.
And your own software package, Station Playlist Creator, was really put together, I guess, as a result of a gap that you identified when you set up your Soul FM.
Yes, that's right. I was basically running it initially for a few months, just completely random, but, just random selection of music. But, I wanted to provide different types of music at different times of the day, and slightly change the formats for the evening and the morning and so on. And looking out there, I couldn't see, looking on the internet for other applications, there wasn't much available except for some very expensive, sophisticated software, close to $100 or $1,000 US, which is a bit of an overkill as well. Lots of features that I'd never use. And there wasn't much else, I decided that I needed to write it, and I thought I'd write it for myself, and then quickly got the idea that that it could be marketed, and it's now available on the internet.
So can you give us an overview? What does it actually do?
Well, it basically just creates playlists from your audio files. It takes a little bit just setting up some templates initially on what sort of music. You set up categories of folders. You put music of certain types into various folders, categorizing them. And then you can, and your jingles and your spots, advertisements and so on. And then you can set up a template of for every hour of the day, and also for different days of the week, exactly what you want played. So it just generates up to a whole week's worth of playlists, which you can just load into, Winamp and just let it go for it, or that's also compatible with most of the more expensive, sophisticated on-air automation systems that I mentioned that can be imported into there and used in those as well. So it's fairly versatile there. We've also added a scheduler program which can be optionally used to schedule the playlists every hour at the right time, so it can keep everything scheduled correctly, roughly correctly anyway, at the right time. But that generally is just used for the smaller broadcasters like myself. That's basically how it works. You can just set up categories and set up rotations, and there's various options. But you can always download the demonstration version off the internet and have a look.
Yeah, one of the really nice things you've just recently added is the integration with Winamp, to the point that it will now wait, if you ask it to, for the current song to finish before going ahead and loading the next playlist, which is a nice feature.
Yes, we just, because we've got quite a few, people using Winamp, and there's been a bit of feedback on that, because at the moment all it does is load up a new playlist every hour, and the current playing song will just terminate, graciously, but it will terminate in the middle of the song and then start the new hour's playlist right there. So we've added an option just to smooth that out a bit and just allow the current song to finish playing for those people using Winamp. Of course, it is compatible with any audio player that can load a playlist, really, but for that particular option, you have to be running Winamp.
It's also nice to see that you've gone to some effort to try and make sure that you can create quite precise hour-long playlists if you're, for example, taking a news feed or something like that.
That's right. It's of course, you can choose to create hourly or daily or a complete full one playlist entry for the whole week. For the hourly playlist one, it makes sure that the playlist is at least 1 hour long. So it does actually verify and check each audio file as it's adding it to the playlist and make sure that the total time duration will be over 1 hour, so that there's no shortfall and, you know, no silence or anything generated if you're in an automated situation.
So as well as the low power FM applications, obviously this is great for broadcasters who want to run a professional sounding internet stream if they're involved in Shoutcast or Live 365 or something like that.
That's right, yes.
But also, I suppose, for people with huge MP3 collections who just like to have it on in the background when there are friends over or something, it ensures that you're getting a nice, the kind of mix that you want.
Yes, it's probably a little bit overkill for that, but it could be... I'm not sure if anyone's bought it for that purpose, but it could certainly be used in, supermarkets or maybe even, bars or discos or whatever they call them these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. Nightclubs.
yeah, it's been a while since I've been to one.
Oh, me too. Oh.
Yeah, it could well be used for that. Depending on the day, the time of the day, they'd probably want to increase the tempo later in the evening and things like that, so it could be used for that rather than just having a completely random playlist. Yeah.
So you've got two versions of this available.
There is a light version.
Yeah.
In fact, that's not very popular at all. Most people have gone for the pro version, probably because the cost is quite low. We've kept it well under $100 US. So the light version is only, I think, $19.95 US, but it's limited in the number of categories you can set up and number of rotations and so on, and hasn't been very popular at all. So they've generally gone for the pro version at $65. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good product. Now, what are you looking at to add in the future? I suppose you're busily beavering away on version 2 at the moment.
Yes. Actually, just in the next few days, we'll be releasing a minor version, which will just add some additional audio formats, because we've had a couple of requests for Windows Media Audio WMA format, which currently isn't included. At the moment, we only do support MP3, MP2, Ogg Vorbis, and WAV files. So we're adding WMA and AIFF, which is the Macintosh standard file format. So that'll be going out shortly in a minor release. But version 2, we're adding in a playlist editor, fairly sophisticated one, not a sort of standard sort of word processor type editor. It'll allow you to load up your playlist after you've generated them and check them over, print them out, and easily just replace individual items with another one from the same category, or that sort of thing. Add in new music, new music or jingles if necessary, just to fiddle around with it. It'll also be able to generate some log files. At the moment, it doesn't generate any log files that are useful for, say, billing purposes, for advertisements and so on. So we're going to add in something there. And also for those that have to send off a playlist for the royalties situation. So we're going to do some log files there as well. So, yeah. It'll make it a bit more attractive.
That sounds good. So there's lots of good things happening. Mm. And it's www.stationplaylist.com. Yeah. And it's a great product. And we'll go on and take a bit of a demonstration of it in just a second. But I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about the LPFM scene in New Zealand and also the program. And I wish you all the best with it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jonathan. It was great talking to you.
That's Ross Levies of stationplaylist.com. And I'd like to show you Station Playlist Creator. Now, before I do that, I really have to say that Ross Levies is one of the most responsive authors of shareware that I've ever dealt with. And sometimes you do find this with shareware. You get people who really go out of their way to add new features and accommodate user requests. As he mentioned in the interview, when I first saw this, which was actually recommended by another user on the PC audio list for the blind, where a lot of these things get discussed, one of the big problems with it, although it had lots of potential, was that at the top of each hour, if you were running hourly playlists, the scheduler would simply load the next M3U file right on top of the hour, and if a song was playing, Winamp would stop playing the song and come in with the next hour's playlist, which is not really very good if you're running a music-focused station, and all of a sudden the song that's being heard is cut off by something else. So he was very responsive to that really critical area, but there are other more small things that he's done that have really made a difference. For example, after the interview, he and I were talking, and I said to him that I'd really like to be able to offer some of the programming from ACB Radio Interactive on MBS FM, which is my micro-broadcast station here in Whanganui, New Zealand, where I live. And one way of doing that would be to allow the nesting of M3U playlists, so that, in other words, one of his M3U playlists could call another M3U file with a URL in it. And within 2 days of the interview, he'd released an update to Station Playlist with that feature in it. What that means is that even if you don't have your own shoutcast or low-power FM radio station, this is a really cool scheduling tool, because as well as listening to your own MP3 files, you can also tell it that at a certain time, such as 2 o'clock in the afternoon, tune into ACB Radio Interactive or ACB Radio Mainstream, and as long as you've got M3U files in the appropriate categories, that will all happen. And that's pretty good too if you're like many people who listen to ACB Radio and you have a little low power FM transmitter plugged into your computer, because you can actually set up a schedule of programs that you like to listen to on the internet, and a random sequence of files that might be on your computer, and have your own listening experience pretty much taken care of. So let's show you how this program works. We will go to the start menu. I'm using JAWS 4.02.
Start menu.
And we'll go to programs.
Accessible games submenu.
And I'll just go up because I've installed this quite recently.
Station playlist.
On this computer anyway, because it's normally on the MBS computer. There's station playlist.
SPL creator.
Now we are in the submenu, the program group. The first is SPL Creator. This is the guts of the program, if you like. This is where you create your playlists, where you define how the playlists will be shaped. And we'll come to that in a moment, but we'll explore the rest of the program group.
SPL Help.
S.
The help is pretty comprehensive.
SPL Scheduler.
S.
Now, the scheduler is just a little program that loads in your system tray, if you wish it to, so that if you're running hourly playlists and you want the hourly playlist to start every hour, it will take care of that for you.
An install station playlist creator.
Yep.
SPL creator.
So now let's go into the SPL creator program.
Menus.
And we'll show you the different elements that make up making a playlist work in station playlist creator.
Station playlist creator.
For those of you who heard my review of the virtual DJ program some time back on main menu, there are similarities here. I do find this a lot better than virtual DJ in a number of respects. Accessibility-wise, it's considerably better. And, of course, as soon as I released that review of virtual DJ, the site disappeared. So let's hope it's not a bad omen. Now, we're in a kind of a dialogue, I guess you'd say now. It's a multi-page
list
dialogue.
Graphic.
And I'm just going to get to the beginning of it, the first tab.
Categories tab.
Now, the first thing you would have to do when you're setting this up is to define your categories. Categories are generally used when you want things played completely at random, and they would generally be for music in most situations. So I'm on the Categories tab, and I'm going to press the Tab key now to get into a list view.
List view.
And here are the categories that I've defined.
60 South.
60 South, that's the deck talk being stupid again, but it's 60s. 60S is what it's saying. So we've got music from the 1960s in there.
70 South.
And music from the 70s is another category.
80 South.
Music from the 80s.
90 South.
Music from the 90s.
Beatles.
We've got one for Beatles because there's so many Beatles songs in the system.
Classic Country.
One for Classic Country.
Country.
Another for just more modern country.
Jingle.
We've got jingles.
Kids.
And one for kids' music.
Novelty.
Novelty material.
Promo.
And promos, because if you're running a radio station, you'll have promos.
Standards.
Standards, which is kind of older. So, you know, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, that kind of stuff. And that's what I've defined so far. On MBS, actually, there are many more categories and things, because we've got it sounding so good now, it almost sounds like it's live. So, we will go up and have a look at the 60s category.
60s South.
I'll push enter to get into the 60s category.
60s South category properties. Category name edit.
So, this has taken us into the properties.
Category name edit.
And we can change the category name here.
Folder S edit. FVDJ60S.
And now it wants to know the folder. So, F:\VDJ\60s is the name of the folder, because it's a network drive. I'm accessing the MBS FM files from another computer on the network here. So here you can specify one or more folders. You don't have to enter the folder in exactly, because if you push the tab key,
browse button,
you've got a browse button, then you can just bring that up. It has a tree view of your computer, and you can get to the folders that way and define the folder in which your particular music for this category is. So it is necessary to put all of your music, or let's say it was necessary to put all of your music in one particular folder if you wanted to define a category. But what he's also done in the most recent version of Station Playlist Creator is to also allow Windows shortcuts to be used. So you can actually now have a song that works in multiple categories by putting a shortcut to a song in another directory that corresponds to a category. Let's say you have a breakfast show that you want to run, and you want material for what Americans actually call morning drive to be really reasonably up-tempo. So you might have a particular song in a 60s category, and also in a morning drive or breakfast category where only fast songs are put. So you could put a shortcut in the morning drive category for a song as well.
Clear button.
You can clear the information for this category here as well.
Include subfolders checkbox not checked.
This is a good feature. At one check of a box, you can have all subfolders included in a category, which could be quite useful. If you're the kind of person, let's say, who has a 1960s folder, and then you have material sorted by artist, let's say, well, it will be really easy to just check this box, and then everything will be included in that category.
System default radio button checked.
Now, this option governs the song repeat interval. It does depend on you making sure that you consistently name your files. I believe there's a bit more flexibility now than there used to be, but I've gotten used to the traditional convention for Station Playlist Creator, which is that you have an artist name followed by a space, a dash character, and then the song title. Now, if you do that, if you take the time to name your files in this way, then the song repeat interval will work. And you can set this in minutes to say, I don't want the same song repeating within, let's say, 360 minutes or whatever you want to set it to. So it really ensures that somehow, even though you set up a random playlist, you can always get funny things where things repeat more often than you want, so you can stop that from happening. Now, the next pair of radio buttons.
Minutes edit, zero. Minutes edit, zero.
So, it's currently on system default anyway, because there's a system default setting that governs all categories, but you may not want to always have the system default govern every category. That would be so in a situation, for example, where MBS plays a Beatles track every hour. So everything in the Beatles category is by the Beatles, so you wouldn't necessarily want to have an artist repeat interval in the Beatles category, but you would in other categories. So you can set either system default, or you can specify on a category-by-category basis both the song repeat and the artist repeat. So if we press tab now,
system default radio button.
We're in the artist repeat category. And this is where we can say, you know, I don't want songs by the same artist to appear within X number of minutes, and that can be a very high number. So if you've got a big enough collection, you can really make sure that you're getting a diverse playlist being built. Again, you've got, when you're looking through the options for each category, a system default or a specific default for this category.
Minutes added. Cancel button.
So that's how a category works. Now let's go on.
Graphic 122 categories tab.
I just shift tabbed back to the tab list here, and I'm going to press the right arrow to get to the next tab.
Spot groups tab.
Now, spot groups are for promos, if you're running commercials, you might be running jingles. And the primary difference between categories and spot groups is that categories are completely random and spot groups are not. Let's go, for example, and have a look at the spot groups we have in here.
List view. Automation.
This is for the DJU system that we use on ACB Radio Interactive. So the automation messages are where you will hear, sorry, but there's no one live on duty at the moment. Please request a song by visiting the website, etc. So that's how we get those in. Automation is the only spot group in here. Okay, so let's go and have a look at that.
Automation spot group properties. Edit.
Now, if I shift tab.
Help button.
I know.
Edit.
Okay, so I'll keep going.
Folder S edit. FVDJ automation.
That's the folder where the automation files are stored. F:\VDJ\automation.
Browse button.
And I can browse and add new folders if I wish to do that.
Clear button.
And clear them, like in the categories field.
Include subfolders checkbox not checked.
Again, it's a very similar dialog as you can see from the categories.
Next item combo box. Window eyes contest general 01.mp3.
15 so of 18.
That's showing, that can specify what is the next item that is going to be played. So you can specify that in the spot groups category. So I can just up and down arrow through this combo box.
With teaser.mp3.
I've put the window-wise promotion messages in there so they get played more frequently.
Wayne Michaels, oldieshow.mp3.
And here are some of the messages that you hear from our ACB Radio Interactive broadcasters when DJU is running.
Steve Bauer, countrylegends.mp3. Steve Bauer, smooth.
So there they are. So we've now set it so that the next item is going to be Steve Bauer's smooth jazz automation message. And we'll push tab.
OK button.
And there we go. That's all there is to it, really. So here you would generally want to set up jingles and things like that. I've not done that in this case because I actually want the jingles to appear randomly. That's because of the jingle naming conventions that we use at ACB Radio Interactive, where we often identify jingles by the person who produced them. So if I did them in alphabetical order through a spot group, you'd get lots of the same person's jingles grouped together. So sometimes you want to use a category, sometimes you want to use a spot group. I'll right arrow now.
Rotations tab.
Now we're on to rotations. Rotations are the format clocks, if you like. And if you buy the full version of Station Playlist Creator, you can have as many rotations as you want. Let's go through and I'll try and demonstrate this by practical means. I'll show you the rotations that are listed in here.
List view. Graphic 539 default.
One of one.
All right, so we have one here because this is the Station Playlist Creator that I'm using for ACB Radio Interactive. And we only have one rotation, which is the default rotation. Now, by contrast, the version of Station Playlist Creator that we use on MBS FM has more than, I would say 9 or 10 rotations. The reason for that is that we have a lot of specialty programming on MBS FM. So I have one rotation that allows us to do a non-stop Beatles program for 3 hours on a Monday night. That's the Beatlemania Monday program. On Tuesday night, we have an all-80s show. So there's a rotation set up to play that. The Wednesday night, we have a show called Country and Wednesday, and so it goes on. So what a rotation does is specifies the order of categories and spot groups, the order that they will occur. So if we brought up a rotation, well, we'll bring up the default rotation that we use for DJU, for example, and let's have a look at what's in here.
Category, notes added.
Now, we've got a notes field here, which is blank.
Categories list box.
Here we have a list of categories, so I can arrow through the list of categories.
60 salt, 70 salt, 80 salt, 90 salt, tools.
And I can add any of these categories
class
at any time to the rotation simply by pushing the insert key or bringing up the context menu and choosing add from there. If I press tab,
spot groups list box.
Now we have the list of spot groups.
Automation.
And automation is the only spot group, and I can add one to the rotation at any time. If I press tab,
approx time 01:10:46 list box.
Now it's telling me there, before we get into the list box, that the approximate time of this playlist, this rotation, is 1 hour and 10 minutes and however many seconds it said. If I go to the top of this list box, you will see the order of the elements that appear in a regular hour of DJU, unless, of course, a user intervenes and requests a song, in which case that takes priority. That's handled by a different program again. So I'll push the home key.
00070 South.
That tells me that at the top of the hour, in other words, 0000, it plays a track from the 70s. If we down arrow,
00035660 South.
At 3 minutes and 56 seconds through the hour, it's going to play a song from the 1960s. We're down arrow.
00:06:43 left race automation right race.
And at 6 minutes or whatever it said, it's going to play an automation message, and you can hear it's got the left brace and right brace there. That's indicating that it is a spot group and not a category. So it's going to play something from the automation spot group. So what you're going to hear then is a song from the 70s, a song from the 60s, and then an announcement from somebody saying that DJU is on. Then
00:07:26 classic country.
We have a classic country track. We go down
00:10:38 Beatles.
At 10:38, you can hear at 10 minutes and 38 seconds through the hour, there's a Beatles song.
00:13:42 jingle.
And then there's a ACB Radio Interactive jingle right after the Beatles.
00:13:55 South.
A track from the 80s is up next.
00:18:06:70 South.
And then a track from the 70s, and so it goes down. And if I push the N key, we go right down to
01:06:50:70 South.
A 70s track at the end. So that's how the rotation system works. You can set up a list of categories and spot groups, the order that they will be all played in, and then it all happens. Now, you can set up, as I say, as many of these rotations as you like. Having set up the rotations, you see these are all in a very logical order, then you obviously need to determine which rotation is going to play when. And so I'll escape out of here.
Stage.
And back tab.
Graphic 802 rotations tab.
We've got rotations, and then we move on to
schedules tab.
Schedules or schedules. So in other words, when are these rotations going to play? Now in this case, because there's only one rotation, there's also only one schedule.
List view. Not selected graphic ones, Saturday.
And for whatever reason, I've called that Saturday, probably because I was working on DJU on a Saturday and it was just a name to give it. So there's one rotation and one schedule in this situation. Now, again, on MBS FM, it's an extremely different issue. We have a schedule for every day of the week. So we have a schedule called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. When you bring up the properties for that schedule, which I will now push enter.
Saturday schedule properties. Notes edit. 00 default.
Now, it's going to... well, let's tab through here.
Quick spots list box.
0 items.
There's a quick spots field here, which you can read about in the help.
Rotations list box. ......
Now we have the list of rotations which are available, which of course we only have the default.
Monday checkbox checked.
And now we're asked which days does this apply to? So we've got Monday checked.
Tuesday checkbox checked.
That'll be checked.
Wednesday checkbox checked. Thursday checkbox checked. Schedule list box. 00 default.
So what we've done here is we've checked all 7 days, Monday through to Sunday. Then there's a list of the hours that we're interested in.
01 default.
So, 1 in the morning, it's playing default.
02 default.
2 in the morning, it's playing the default.
03 default.
And off it goes. It's going to keep doing that. In the case of MBS, where we have a lot of different programming, we would have a schedule for Monday where only the Monday checkbox would be checked. And then as you arrow through, yes, most of the hours will be playing the default, except that when we get to 7 p.m, it will play a rotation called Kids, which plays kids music for an hour. At 9 p.m, it will play a rotation called Beatles, where we play Beatles music, and it will play that at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. as well. So this is the part of the program that lets you schedule the rotations that will be played at particular times. So first you define your categories. Then you define your spot groups, if any, if you have promos and jingles and things. Then you define the rotations, the order that everything, all these categories and spot groups will be played in. Then you schedule them to be played at a particular time. It's extremely logical, really easy to use, and exceptionally well done, actually. We'll escape from this dialogue now. And go on to the next tab.
Options tab.
And we've got some options here. Some of these are a bit difficult to use with speech, but it's not fatal.
Run options tab.
We're on to run options tab, so it's a kind of sub-tab. It's an interesting setup, really.
Day combo box. Monday.
This specifies the first playlist that Station Playlist Creator will make. You would generally want it to be Monday.
Our combo box. 00.
And you generally, I guess, want it to be 00, but you can change that if you wish.
For combo box. 7.
You can specify how many days worth of playlists it will create at once.
Week radio button checked.
1 of 3.
And now you can also specify whether the station playlist creator will create a week's worth of playlist.
Hour radio button checked.
An hour's playlist.
Day radio.
Or a day's playlist. So I generally would want to create a week's worth at a time.
Playlist folder edit. Audgram files station playlist playlist.
And that's an option where you can specify the folder in which the playlists are going to be stored.
Dot 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 button.
There's a button where you can select that.
From edit. To edit. From draw quarter circle hour radio separate from to 5181 total category tracks 32 from quarter separate audgram playlist peep to from edit.
Now these
to from edit. To edit.
These are some of the boxes that aren't very accessible.
From edit.
You can just hear it saying from and to.
To edit.
And I can't tell you off the top of my head what they do.
Extension edit. M3U.
You can specify an M3U extension or any other extension if you wish.
Delimiter edit. Dash.
And this is where you can set the delimiter. So if for some reason you've used an underscore character instead of a dash between the artist and the title, you can change that here.
Playlist format edit.
And there's all sorts of template abilities now where you can actually specify through putting in different meter characters here the format in which the playlist will be set up, because this will also generate an HTML version of your entire playlist, which is good if you want to put it up on the web. If you're running a shoutcast station and you want to publish your playlist, then you can do that.
Info button. Graphics 662 options.
So those are the run options. Now we can also go on
advanced options
to the advanced options.
Left, right, slider. 0%. Draw run options tab at default song repeat interval min PC. Minutes edit. 0.
So this is the default song repeat interval. And I actually see that one hasn't been set since I installed the new version, so I think we should probably set that to, let's say, 360 minutes.
0.
And go on.
Left, right, slider. 0 minutes edit.
And this is the default artist repeat interval, so I'll set that to, let's say, 120 minutes. And go on.
Sort spot folders combined checkbox checked.
That's fine.
Read track lengths on load checkbox not checked.
That's a very time-consuming process if you've got a large number of files. There's about over 5,000 on the MBS drive, so we wouldn't want to do that.
Enable time checking checkbox not checked.
It's not really essential for applications like DJU, where it's just one big, huge playlist anyway, but you can enable time checking to try and get the program to get as close to an hour's worth of material as possible in a playlist.
Crossfade allowance edit. 5.0.
This allows you to specify how much time the playlist creator should take into account for crossfading when it's calculating for purposes of time checking, trying to get an accurate hour's worth of playlist, because obviously crossfading will have an impact on the track length.
Enable HTML playlist checkbox not checked.
That's unchecked, but you can check it and have an HTML playlist generated.
Left, right, slider. 0%.
I don't know if I can work out what that does.
New track bias.
New track bias. This is quite good. If you add a new track to your playlist, you put it in your folder, for example, Station playlist can detect that it's a new track, that it's hasn't been around long, and you can bias the playlist so that it gives greater emphasis to new tracks.
Stay on top, restart, required checkbox not checked.
That's pretty standard.
Graphic 600.
And now we're back. So having looked at our playlists and everything, all we need to do now is press Alt-C to create a playlist. We've got categories defined, we've got a spot group, we've got one schedule because this is a pretty simple setup. And so now we'll just push Alt-C.
Station playlist creator. OK button.
And it's done. And we'll just read the dialogue.
Graphic 323 station playlist creator playlist created successfully. 829 of 3243 total artists used. 1862 of 5181 total tracks used. OK.
And it's created it, so now I'm going to push Alt-F4 to exit.
Warning. Yes button.
Alt-Y.
We'll read the warning.
Warning, unsaved changes have been made. Do you wish to save them now?
Yes.
Station playlist creator. JAWS.
And that is it. That's the station playlist creator. Station Playlist Scheduler is a pretty simple application. It gives you, as I've said, the chance to make sure that hourly playlists do load if you're making hourly playlists. And it can also have a playlist generated for you at the same time each week, so it will generate a week's worth of playlists by itself, which basically means a station can run without any attendance at all because it's just self-managing. It can enqueue in Winamp, and that's basically the extent of Station Playlist Scheduler. Handy little application. So I'm wrapped with this. It's brilliant. I don't think there's a feature I want in it now that's not there. Oh, the only thing I would like that's not there, actually, is that you can't set a bias in Station Playlist Scheduler. I'll try and explain what I mean. At exactly the top of the hour, Station Playlist Scheduler will load the next playlist. I'd actually quite like to have it do that at a minute before the hour, just in case a song starts at 30 seconds to the hour. I would far rather it went into the news bulletin than start another song at 30 seconds to the hour. There doesn't seem to be a way of stopping that from happening now, but Ross, being the kind of responsive guy that he is, I'm sure it'll happen if we make the suggestion. If you are serious about having a good music mix, about automating your radio listening experience, particularly if you have an FM transmitter, if you're running a radio station, be it low power FM or shoutcast, this is a great and fairly inexpensive tool. You'll be delighted that you invested in it. It's at www.stationplaylist.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.